That's music from Brown Bird, a Rhode Island band featuring the late David Lamb and his wife, Morgan Eve Swain. Their version of Blue Christmas kicks off our feature this morning on local music that you might want to give this holiday season to your music-loving friends and family. And to help us with that, we've brought in a local music expert.
I'm Tom Wayman. I'm the director of programming at the Columbus Theater, and I also own Supply and Demand Music, a local record label that I started in 2008. We've put out records by Brown Bird, Dark Dark Dark, Van Devere, Last Good Tooth.
For anyone who wants to delve into the music scene in Rhode Island and maybe give a gift, you've got some recommendations for us this year?
Yeah, 2015 was a really great year for local music. It's been exciting to see a lot of bands start and kind of quickly gain a following.
Brown Bird got a whole lot of publicity this year. They're probably the most well-known of the local bands that we're talking about.
Yeah, so I manage Brown Bird, and Morgan Eve released their final record this year in April called Axis Mundi. The album was created from recordings that her and her husband David Lamb had made together before he passed away last year. It's a really special record. It kind of, in a way, documents what was happening while Dave was going through cancer treatment. He recorded a lot of these songs. They started just as demos. After he passed away, Morgan Eve was able to work with Machines with Magnets, which is a local studio, and they were able to finish the record. And what they were able to do to take these demos and turn it into a full album is really remarkable.
Now, the recording Blue Christmas of theirs, is that from that session?
No, Blue Christmas was part of a Christmas record that Morgan Eve put out last year, and that was a compilation of recordings that they'd made as Christmas gifts for their family. So last year for Christmas, Morgan Eve released this as an album for Brown Bird fans to have.
So that would be something available to give this year as a gift in addition to their final album.
That's right, yeah. The Christmas album is available on their website and at all the local record shops.
Another selection that you passed along to me, I think it's my favorite so far, and that's by Last Good Tooth, the song This Light.
So it seems this light is indifferent to anything anyone has done or ever will.
Yeah, Last Good Tooth is a band that the members met while they were attending school in Providence. They're from New York and Connecticut, but they met while attending RISD and Brown. They just put out their second record, which is called And All Things on the Scales. It's kind of hard to define, definitely in the indie rock realm, but with a lot of horns and other sort of weird keyboards and instrumentation.
And that's available. Would you look for that on their website, local record stores? Or
yep, it's on iTunes and all like the major online retailers, and also through their website.
Now, how about the band Way Out?
Yeah, Way Out. As far as I know, they haven't actually released a record yet, but they're one of my favorite bands to see live. It's a really high energy. It's reminiscent of kind of 80s, like post-punk and new wave. I think they're going to put out a new record early next year. That should be really exciting.
Okay, so you're going to have to keep your eye out for that.
He felt his reach grow shorter as he lost his fingertips. And he prayed a flood would come to end death by a thousand drips. He fixed his gaze on her until his eyes could no more swim. Though her face had puddled on the floor, he swore she winked to him. Oh, Mary, Mary, Icarus ain't got nothing on me. Mary. Thank you.
Ian Fitzgerald.
Yes.
What an amazing songwriter.
He's one of those guys that is like your favorite musician's favorite musician. You know, he's really well respected by everyone in town. He's a really great storyteller.
He tells the story of a couple of wax figurines from, I guess it's Madame Tussauds museum. And there's a fire and they start to melt. But it's really the love story between President Buchanan and Mary Pickford.
Yeah.
And you can't believe it. But as you listen to it, you actually are deeply moved by this affection that Buchanan has for Mary as they melt. It's fascinating how he's able to pull that off.
The album that's on is titled No Time to Be Tender.
And that brings us to Jim Shorts. How would you describe their music?
Melodic punk rock band.
Onlyville Once.
Yeah.
Is the name of it. Quite clever.
They've been a band maybe 2 years, and they've toured the country a few times, and that song is on their debut record called No Backseas.
All right, so we've got Brown Bird, Last Good Tooth, Ian Fitzgerald, and Jim Shorts, all with music available for you to check out, maybe give as a gift or keep for yourself. All right. Well, Tom Wayman from the Columbus Cooperative, thanks for coming in and talking to us about music for the holidays.
Yeah, thank you.